Page 13 of The Age this morning says the honey industry, that's the Australian honey industry, stands to lose up to $1 billion in export revenue following an audacious bid by the New Zealand government to prevent Australian beekeepers from marketing their products as Manuka honey. Now, this has all sorts of effects, particularly for what is a fantastic industry in Australia. So let's speak to Lindsay Burke, who is past chairman of the Australian Honeybee Industry Council and president of the Tasmanian Beekeeper Association. Good morning to you, Lindsay.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. We have a great Australian honey industry. So does this make any sense to you? What's going on?
Look, it doesn't make any sense to anybody in Australia nor anybody in the world, because New Zealand is our closest ally. We go to war together. They're our closest friends. They're our neighbours. And if we combine all the manuka that we produce in Australia and New Zealand, we still wouldn't be able to supply the world. So we've got an alliance with New Zealand.
So what is going on? Why are they doing this?
Look, we're just about sick of it. We've been very nice and said, oh, yes, we don't like you doing this, but been very nice. And now we're getting really sick of it, Stephen, because it is a lie. To say to the world only in New Zealand is a lie. Sometimes they tack onto the bottom and a little bit in Tasmania. Well, we have 84 manukas in Australia.
I was going to say, where do the manuka trees grow, Lindsay?
All over Australia. But the little manuka tree they got in New Zealand is the exact same one that they had in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Way before New Zealand popped up out of the ocean as an atoll. It popped up naked without anything on it. And the trade winds go straight from Tasmania to New Zealand. And, you know, it's just really good for manuka. And they grow manuka, which is an entry-level manuka, quite a nice manuka. But we have far more potent, better manukas in Australia, in high-end New South Wales and lower Queensland. We have beautiful manukas.
Yeah.
There are 84 manukas in Australia. New Zealand only has one.
Yeah. Now, this is, and it's more serious than it sounds, Lindsay. This is the New Zealand government taking the step to support their honey producers by registering the term manuka honey as a certification trademark in China. So saying only they can sell something called manuka honey in China.
Which is why there's billions at stake.
Yeah, what's the industry like there? I mean, how much manuka honey does China buy?
Oh, they're huge. No, they are huge. And we can supply all the manuka that we can produce in New Zealand and Australia, and it'll be growing as countries become more affluent. So, you know, but to say that only in New Zealand is, look, other countries are very suspicious of those claims. I mean, we even have a Manuka Oval in Canberra, and they have a suburb which they call Manuka. And we've been using Manuka in that word in Australia for 150 years. In Tasmania, the whole state's covered with Manuka bushes in Victoria, and all up through, even into Western Australia, we've got Manuka covering our country.
They're being greedy, basically.
Yeah. Good on you, Lindsay. Yeah, mate, we have to away, but thank you very much. And Lindsay, it's on, isn't it? It's on now.
Game on.
Lindsay's declared game on between the Aussies and the Kiwis over manuka honey. It is 7:23 on 3RW Breakfast. Coming up next, second edition Sport with Ando.